Imagine a world where machines not only predict your customer's next purchase, but also diagnose equipment failures before they happen and make complex decisions in milliseconds.
This isn't science fiction. It's today's reality.
Artificial intelligence and machine learning are fundamentally transforming how businesses operate, creating both unprecedented opportunities and existential threats.
While 83% of businesses now consider AI a strategic priority, only 23% have successfully implemented it.
Why?
Because despite its power, machine learning remains misunderstood by many business leaders.
The gap between recognizing AI's importance and effectively deploying it represents perhaps the greatest competitive vulnerability, or advantage, in modern business.
At its core, machine learning identifies patterns in data and uses them to make predictions.
Think about how you recognize a chair. It typically has legs and a back.
Similarly, machine learning systems identify patterns that help predict outcomes.
When you shop for groceries, traditional marketing might send everyone the same bread coupon, but machine learning notices you buy bread every Tuesday, prefer whole grain varieties, and typically purchase when prices drop below $4.
These predictions generate scores, numerical values indicating the likelihood of specific behaviors.
The real power emerges when predictions drive automated actions, like an e-commerce platform triggering personalized interventions when it predicts shopping cart abandonment.
Machine learning consistently outperforms human judgment by 20 to 30% across industries. AI systems detect breast cancer with 95% accuracy versus 86% for human radiologists. This advantage comes from machines' ability to process vast information without cognitive biases. Financial services pioneered this shift decades ago. In the 1950s-60s, credit decisions moved from subjective bank manager assessments to standardized scoring models, cutting default rates by about 50%.
Most business applications rely on three model types: scorecards, linear models, decision trees, and neural networks, each balancing accuracy against transparency. For heart disease prediction, a scorecard might assign points to risk factors, plus 45 for being male, plus 25 per decade over age 40, plus 20 for smoking. Starting from a base score of 350, each person's characteristics adjust their final score, making it easy for non-technical users to understand key predictive factors. Decision trees create increasingly specific groups through sequential splits, perhaps first by age, over under 52, then subdividing younger people by BMI and older people by smoking status, creating distinct risk level nodes. Neural networks, inspired by the brain, offer the most complexity. Even a simple network with 8 inputs requires 36 mathematical weights, while typical business applications might have thousands. They excel at detecting subtle patterns, but produce less interpretable predictions, problematic when regulations demand explainability. No algorithm is universally superior. While sophisticated approaches excel at tasks like image recognition, simpler models often suffice for business problems and may perform better by avoiding false patterns in data.
While supervised learning predicts known outcomes, unsupervised learning excels when outcome data is limited or absent. It focuses on knowledge discovery, detecting patterns without predicting specific behaviors. Clustering, the primary unsupervised technique, groups similar cases together based on data similarities. A cinema manager analyzing early bird attendance might discover distinct customer segments, like nearby students and traveling retirees, enabling targeted marketing while avoiding unlikely middle-aged customers. Experience Mosaic exemplifies large-scale clustering, categorizing 1.8 million UK postcodes into 66 demographic clusters, with labels like Uptown Elite or Classic Grandparents, helping organizations tailor engagement strategies based on neighborhood profiles. Clustering algorithms minimize the distance between cases, not physical distance, but similarity across standardized data points. Before clustering, data elements are transformed to a standard numerical scale to ensure equal weighting of factors. Unlike predictive models, clustering produces no model,
only cluster assignments that classify new cases based on similarity to existing groups.
Successful machine learning implementation demands collaboration between business users and data scientists. Projects with isolated technical work often fail. Good data scientists must explain their work in plain language and translate technical metrics into business impact, not just reporting accuracy percentages, but quantifying dollars saved or staff hours reduced. Machine learning is inherently iterative, typically requiring multiple models before final selection. While more time could yield improvements, practical constraints require knowing when to implement the best available model. Organizations need infrastructure for model-based decision-making, including governance procedures ensuring decisions are properly implemented, legally compliant, and not inappropriately overridden. Successfully integrating machine learning requires addressing five sequential areas: identify a clear, measurable problem machine learning can solve, assess organizational culture and readiness for change, plan implementation details, ensure sufficient development data exists, and confirm analytical capability through appropriate tools and expertise.
Organizational culture often resists adoption, especially when experts distrust models. This resistance varies between active models, which automatically execute actions, and passive models, which generate recommendations requiring human action. Passive models are particularly challenging because frontline staff can override decisions, undermining the model's effectiveness.
As machine learning drives more automated decisions, ethical questions arise about shifting control from humans to computers. Organizations implement these systems to maximize their objectives, requiring appropriate checks and balances to prevent misuse. The acceptability of using sensitive characteristics, gender, age, religion, race, depends on context. While acceptable in medical diagnosis to improve outcomes, using them for hiring decisions would be ethically questionable and often illegal. Simply excluding sensitive variables doesn't eliminate bias, as other variables often serve as proxies. Income can indirectly introduce gender bias, since women typically earn less than men. Key considerations in assessing ethical risk include who benefits from the decision, are unchangeable characteristics being used, what's the impact of wrong decisions. Organizations should conduct ethical risk assessments during system design and establish ethics committees to evaluate machine learning projects. Organizations must also comply with regional data protection laws, like GDPR, which gives individuals ownership of their personal data, requires explicit consent, prohibits certain automated decisions without consent, establishes the right to explanation, and prevents unfair discrimination.
As AI transforms business, we must remember that technology isn't inherently good or bad. Its implementation determines its impact. By balancing innovation with ethics and transparency with performance, organizations can harness machine learning's potential while avoiding pitfalls. Those mastering this balance won't just survive the AI revolution, they'll lead it, creating